thy people free. From our fears and sins release us, let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. There will be a deacons meeting directly following this service. Pastor Tomlinson has had some recent surgeries from which he's recovering, so Pastor Otero will be covering the 3:30 Bible class this afternoon. Bring your questions. It'll be a question and answer session. So if you've had some questions on your mind, now is the time to bring them to the pastor, and he'll answer from the scriptures. At the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will continue teaching from the book of Isaiah, now in chapter 28. The Wednesday evening prayer service, beginning at 7:30 p.m., will feature the reading from the book of Job, chapters 22 through 25. Want to remind you that next Sunday, the 18th, we will be enjoying at the 5 o'clock service the Christmas Cantata. So bring your friends, your neighbors. Everyone is welcome to enjoy what we're looking forward to on that afternoon. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Brother Olivas will be leading us now in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 100, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Thank you, brother. It's good to see you all again this morning. Once again, turn hymnals to 100, O Come, All Ye Faithful.
Come ye to bear.
hymnals 287, Joy to the World. Turn your hymnals to 254. Go ahead and stand and turn your hymnals to 254. Come to the Savior.
Standing for prayer this morning. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we recall the words of David and that beautiful Psalm 66. Let the people of the whole world bless our God and loudly sing his praises. And so, Father, we do as best as we can to proclaim one valuable truth. That Jesus is Lord, is Savior. He is the one who came from heaven. And as we look into the month of December, we across the world celebrate his coming. Some people do it for business. Others do it as a holiday, but we do it reverently, remembering the birth of the one who gave his life for us. And we are grateful. So as a church body, we pray for those who are here in the auditorium, listening, praising, participating together in one mind and heart. For those listening over the internet, hundreds of them across America. And then for those listening in California and radio and the KKMC. And we pray that your blessings of praising the name of God together and reading the scripture and looking upon the scripture and its meaning and its message to us. We pray that as a church body, locally on the air, we will be blessed again by your presence and by your counsel. Father, as a church body, we do have people who need your special touch. And so we pray for Helen Menick, Mildred Plica, Pastor Grace Tomlinson as he is recovering from surgery, Miran Meyer, who is recovering from surgery, Romulo Noriel, Maruja Rabines, and the loss of our wonderful man, Dante Rabines, our missionary. Thank you for her letter and for her maturity in Christ, for Betty Cianello, for Kim Staskus, and for Elizabeth Nash. And Lord, from time to time, we take a break and go on vacation, and we remember Henry and Tayon June, who are on vacation, and we pray that they may enjoy this time together away from home. We do have missionaries who represent us and do the work and in different ways and in different manners and in different activities, but they have one point in mind: to bring Christ Jesus. And so we pray for the blessings upon Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio and Marixa Perez in Malaga, Spain, Giovanni and Barbara Vendano in Guatemala, Central America, Martha Peretti in Buenos Aires, Dante and Maruja Rabines in Iquitos, Peru, and Jose and Diane Avila, who are in furlough here in America, waiting to go back to Costa Rica. Then, Lord, locally we have the Informed Choice in Gilroy, the former Sun Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, teaching young people to enjoy a sport but to look unto Christ. And then Daniel and Miriam Lacey in the Road Race Ministry with car racing. Fred and Carol Lewis, who are moving this month. We pray for strength and for wisdom as they move to a new school in Portland to teach missionaries how to understand the cultures where they're going to serve. Thank you, Lord, that you gave us these missionaries. We lost two. One resigned and one was taken by you into your presence. And we pray, Lord, that our deacon board will have the wisdom not too long from now, we will rearrange the set of missionaries, that we will be able to support them with a little more of what they have, and that we'll be able to add one more missionary this coming year, so that we will rejoice that not only here we explain the Word of God and teach the Word of God and offer the people the counsel of God's Word, but across the world in different areas of life. We thank you for this season. And I know the choir has prepared themselves with much details for praising your name. And we look forward to the coming Sunday, where Bethel Choir is going to praise your name with a beautiful cantata. And we pray that we be able to invite people to come and to listen the praises to our God. Yes, it is 2,000 years ago that Jesus came, but he's God and is still alive. And we are praising his name together. Lord, this church is supported by your people. And because they love you, they support you. And so we pray for blessings upon the offering and upon the giver. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You may be seated.
go to worship. Jesus, let us go and spread the good news that Jesus Christ is born.
Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of Mark. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1078. We will be reading Mark chapter 1, verses 9 through 15. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Mark chapter 1, verses 9 through 15. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opened and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered unto him. Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye, and believe the gospel. Blessed is the word of God. Let's pray together. Our gracious Father, we thank you for your marvelous grace in sending the Lord Jesus Christ to be our substitute, paying the full penalty due for our sins. Thank you for giving us the scriptures, where we learn that all of history is for the purpose of knowing and glorifying him who has made you known. And we thank you that by faith we can view all of life through the lens of the Bible, knowing that the Bible is the absolute word of truth. When we consider the Lord's command to repent and believe the gospel, we recognize, Father, the tremendous position of privilege that we enjoy being united with him, having no righteousness of our own and our own inability to earn our salvation, We're grateful that his death and his life has supplied all that we need to complete such a great salvation. Help us to walk uprightly, we pray. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he brings the good news from the scriptures. Bless us also and those listening on the radio and internet and CD with understanding that we may do your will. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.